Lord, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you that we can come together and worship you and just lift up our hands to you and just give thanks to you. And we thank you for your word, that we can look into it, you can speak to us and be our teacher. And so, Lord, we just pray you open our hearts to receive what you have to say. And I pray you just anoint me, and I could just speak words of the Spirit. I pray each heart would be open to receive. And so we give this time to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As you know, we're going through 2 Corinthians, and so I want you to open to 2 Corinthians 5:18. And we're going to, I'm going to share a dilemma with you. I like to share you sometimes, you know, like what goes on in my mind before a message and things like that. And so what I'm not going to say this morning is like, this message is really, really important. So I'm not going to say it. Because I like say that like about every message. So I can't say it. And then I won't say like, man, what the Lord has to say about the truth of Christianity. Like, this is the foundation of Christianity. And I thought, no, I can't say that. There's a lot of stuff in Scripture. And I've said that before, like 13 times. And then I'm going to say, it has in it like my most favorite verse. And I think 47 times I've told you that my verse has been the most favorite verse. So I'm not going to say it. But I'm thinking it. I just want you to know I'm thinking it. And so I'm just confessing my redundancy and, you know, about how I view things. But anyway, so bear with me, pay attention, and I want to say all those things, and I should show discretion and not, so I'm not going to say them. So let's look here at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 through 20. Now I'm going to read the whole section here, and the reason I'm reading the whole section to start off with is because of one particular word, and it's reconciled, and it's all through these verses, you know, it just keeps repeating it. So I want just you to get the feel of what's being said here in 2 Corinthians. As we know, 2 Corinthians is a letter. It's written, it's consistent, there's a context, and the Apostle Paul is coming to a point. And so at this point, we see where he's going to touch on reconciliation. So just bear with me as we read through this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 through 20. Says this, all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Okay, reconciled's mentioned in all three of these verses. He's repeating himself here. Reconciliation is definitely the point that God is trying to communicate. All right, so we said this is what God's saying. He's talking about reconciliation, and he really wants to get that point across. It's really clear what he's trying to do. Now, reconcile means, you know, to come together. Okay, that's what's reconciled. It just means you come together. So he's talking about coming together. There's a reconciling here. Now, for example, you know, drive this home, we can say a couple has a falling out and they're just fussing and fighting, and then they work out their differences and they come together, and we can say they work out their differences and they come together, and we say, well, they're reconciled, right? So okay, they're just fussing, come together, and we say, well, they're reconciled. They went from enmity to friendship. Something happened. They came together. They were reconciled. So this is exactly what the Apostle Paul, this is what God is telling us, that there's a coming separate disagreements, and now there's a coming together in friendship. Now, so being reconciled, when you see this thing being reconciled, it's more than just coming together, right? So you look at this, reconcile is coming together, but it's more than just coming together. With true reconciliation, there would be peace and harmony, okay? The couple comes together, and they still fuss and fight, okay? That's not reconciliation. Or they just tolerate each other. That's not reconciliation, right? No, reconciliation, when you come together, and then there's peace and harmony in that reconciliation. So you have, that's the mindset that God has when he's presenting this. I'm bringing you together, and there's peace and harmony. He's bringing us together with him. He's bringing us together with him, and there's peace and harmony. Therefore, we need to look at all these verses in connection with bringing together, but peace and harmony. That needs to be the forefront on our mind. When we read this, he's talking about coming together in peace and harmony with him. Amen? All right. We're almost there. As you know, as we started off, when it talks about this, and this is a reason you want to read the Bible, you read it in context, look at verse 18, okay? It says this, all this is from God. What is from God? All this. What's this? Somebody want to tell me? This is verse 17. This is verse 17, okay? So when he starts off here, he's just not starting off a whole new topic. He goes, no, I'm flipping off of verse 17, and all of this, verse 17, is from God. And now I'm going to explain it. So to grasp the full picture of these verses of reconciliation, we need to look at verse 17. All God's people said, aren't you glad I did that? Look at verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Verse 18, all this is from God. You see? Can't separate those two verses. It's a new creation. All has passed away. The new has come. All this is from God. Now, being a new creation is the foundation for the following verses of reconciliation. So let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:18. And I just put in parentheses to drive home the point. Being a new creation is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, we talked a lot about last week, you know, about being a new creation in God, a new creation in Christ. And what it, the old has passed away. The old has passed away. The new has come. Why? It is from God who through Christ, he reconciled us. See, that's how he's reconciling. The old's gone. The new's come. He's reconciling us. This is from God who through Christ, reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Those two verses tightly go together. You could say it like this. God through Christ brought us to peace and harmony, brought us to the peace and harmony of God. That's what he did, reconciliation. God, through Christ, brought us to the peace and harmony of God, and then God gave us the ministry to bring others to peace and harmony with God. So the whole thing of what's coming together, it's like salvation, peace, and harmony with God. Our message, it's like, you know, how many, I'm share the gospel and I don't know what to say and what do you tell about God and all these things. Why? No, you're sharing peace and harmony. God has just brought you to peace and harmony with him. That's the message. That is the message. When we understand what Christ done, he's bringing us to peace and harmony with him. Wow, that's good. But then he goes on and says, now I gave that message to you. What's the message? Well, I talk to people to share it, to bring them in peace and harmony with God. That's the purpose. That's the whole purpose. See? That's the reason in the New Testament they would say, that's good news. See, a lot of people talk to Christians and they go, ain't what they got ain't good news. And God said, no, what I have is good news because it's going to bring you peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Now, he gives us that ministry, his ministry reconciliation. He does it, then he gives that ministry to us. Now, I'll add something else here as we look at this. Last week, we saw in the new creation, went over it. Last week, we saw the church as a new creation was to love one another. Period. I mean, that's what we saw last week. And I made a statement. It's like, it's not talking about the world. Well, we love everybody. Okay, have at it. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about you're to love the people in the church. You're to love believers. He's making, now he's not approaching the world right now. He's making a point about within the church. You're to love one another in the church. That's what new creations do. That's what the church does. It's a place of love. And I shared what Christ told his disciples. This is how they're going to know you. This is how they're going to know you, that you love one another. So it's a big deal. The church, it should be a bastion of love, creation of believers loving one another. Now, so what we see right here, we see that the church is to bring the world into the peace and harmony with God through Christ in the church. Why would you want to be here? One of the reasons you should want to be here is there's peace and harmony. That's why, you know, and we want to have peace and harmony. And so we're happy that people come in and there's peace and harmony. But how do we have that peace of harmony? It's new creations. It's through Christ. You have the peace and harmony and the reconciliation through Christ. Only through Christ. Well, I like Christianity and I like this and just don't mention Jesus. Well, you have nothing. You have nothing if you don't mention Jesus. I don't care if you talk about all the goodness and God and your love. You have nothing in God's eyes without Jesus. All right? And this is what he's saying. So I'm telling you about reconciliation, peace, and harmony through Jesus. Now, what did Jesus do? Well, we see in 17, the old's gone, the new came. Jesus, you know, he and something about what he did made an impact. Old's gone, new come. Now, God's bringing that reconciliation, peace and harmony for that relationship with God through Christ. And he says, now you have that ministry. Amen? Amen. Now, so he goes on the next verse and he says this. And he's making a point. He's building up like new creation. So he's making a point to make it clear to us what he's trying to do, what he is doing in the world, what God's doing. So look at 2 Corinthians 5:19. That is, so going back to verse 18, that is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. Now, I know I'm driving the point home, but I'll just come to God and do this. And like, what does this verse say? How do you come to God? How are you reconciled? In Christ. I don't care how good you are. I don't care what you believe. I don't think if you think God's the greatest thing in the world and you dedicate yourself to God and doing good works, it's through Christ. Through Christ. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. You can't be reconciled to God without Jesus. Can't happen. can happen. So when you look at this, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself by bringing the message of peace and harmony. My words in parenthesis. That's how he reconciled the world to himself. And bringing peace and harmony. By not counting their trespasses against them. See, this is all good news. Reconciled. Through Jesus, God will not count our trespasses against us. Well, I did this, and I can't get over it. He said, well, get over it, because I'm not counting it against you. Christ has taken care of it. You see what he's saying? I mean, it's powerful what he's saying. So we're reconciled because God is not counting our trespasses against them. And all God's people said, amen. Then he tells us something. He goes on and tells us something. He repeats himself and tells him something. Not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Bringing people to peace and harmony with God. We don't count their trespasses against them. We don't communicate to trespass against people. We say, no, this is what Christ has paid this penalty, not counting the trespasses, so you can be reconciled to God, and we're reconciled to God, and we want to share with you the peace and harmony you can have with God by trusting Christ, and you're cleansed because he paid for your sins. See? He reconciled, then he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And what's the ministry of reconciliation? Not counting people's trespasses against them. Okay. Now this is for the thing of salvation and being accepted by God. Now we could spend a whole lot of time, and I could go through all these verses like I usually do and tell you how God disciplines us and trains us and he leads us and he guides us and he refines us, you know. But that's after we have been forgiven. See, that's the joy of being forgiven, being cleansed. Oh, man, now we can really teach you the majesty of God. So, here's the whole thing, and it's set together in one thing. Again, look at what God said. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, bringing a message of peace and harmony. God's bringing a message of peace and harmony through Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and then entrusting to us the message of reconciliation so we can bring people into peace and harmony with God. Amen? God, through Christ, brings peace and harmony, then he entrusts us, the new creation, with the ministry of peace and harmony. Hallelujah. We could quit there. Okay. But God says something else. He's flowing into something. He's driving home a point. We all wonder, what is God doing? What does he want me to do? And, you know, it's like, you know, you're changing the baby's diapers and you're trying to clean house. And you're, God, what do you want me to do? I'm going crazy. I need help. And those are good prayers and God will help us through it. But the main point that God has done in our lives is reconciled us to him and gave us a message of reconciliation. And sometimes you're changing diapers and cleaning house and somebody, and you're talking to somebody that's sitting on the couch and giving them the gospel while you're doing that. The main message is giving them the gospel. God just got you changing diapers and cleaning house to make a way so you could change, so you could share the gospel with somebody. Because that's the main reason we're here. That's it. I mean, this is what God is saying here. He made you a new creation. Wow. I'll be healthy, wealthy, and wife. No, that's not exactly what I said. I made you a new creation. I reconciled you. Now you reconcile others. That's why I made you. That's what he's saying. What about the others? Oh, that's good. But second, it's second. See, if you do the first thing first, the second thing comes better. You know, if your mindset is on the first thing. So here we are. God continues in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Pay close attention. What's the first words? What's the first word up there? Go ahead, say it out loud. I know, I just want to make sure you're engaged. What's the first word? There. What does that mean? Therefore, because of the things I just said. Verse 20 is there. Therefore, because of the things I just said. So it's tied. You can't, this is a good memory. Okay, therefore, but you should memorize from verse 17 all the way down. See, therefore, it's huge. Therefore, we, now I put in parentheses in there, new creations, because that's what it, what it says in verse 17. That's the therefore. That's the therefore. So I put it in there. Therefore, we, new creations, are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Now, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in this verse. Oh, by the way, you see that little line I have up there in you? You see how I put it? The reason I did, because it's not in the original language. They just added it to help explain what it says. And I think it takes away from what it said, just my opinion. But it's in all your Bibles, you. But that's my mark out, and I'll explain that in a minute. So it reads, we implore on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Not implore you, the you's not there. But we want to look at this. What if we have all this information, we've come up to this point, and God is communicating what he is considering very important, and which I kept myself from saying, it's like the foundation of Christianity, but I shouldn't say that. Because there's other stuff, okay, so I won't say it. But we should pay attention to it. Therefore, we are new creations. Therefore, we new creations are ambassadors for Christ. What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure, but you go through the Bible and you don't see a lot of things about Christians being ambassadors. I mean, references kind of, but that's what he called. I mean, therefore, we new creators should be holy and good and blessed and just have a good witness and on and on and on. But that's not what he says. All that other is true. He's saying something else here. New creations. There's something else about you. He says new creations are ambassadors for Christ. God making his appeal through us as ambassadors. We implore, therefore, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled. What's his ambassador? What's his message? I mean, he didn't say a lot. What is this ambassador's message? Be reconciled. Now, come next week, next section, and we'll talk forever on all the stuff about Christ and what we can do. But he didn't do it here. He said, that stuff, you'll figure it out. I'm saying, be reconciled. That's the message. That's what my ambassadors do. They say, be reconciled. Now, we are God's ambassadors, says so right here. We are God's ambassadors. And ambassador, what's an ambassador, you know? An ambassador is an accredited diplomat. Now, this was in the New Testament, too. This is not a new thing. An ambassador is an accredited diplomat sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. United States, we're going to send an ambassador, pick a country, France. Okay, we want a relationship for France, so we will send our ambassador from the United States to France. And what that ambassador in France does is communicate to the people in France about the people in the United States. He's helping them understand. The ambassador, he got there. This guy here, and you got Trump. He's, oh, man, I can't, Macron. I don't want to talk to him. They call up Macron. No, he calls up them back. Hey, listen, what are those guys doing? This is what I thought this is what we worked out. So you see, that's an ambassador. This is what he's talking about. This is how it's used in the Bible. There's no mystery about it, except the only mystery, it says, you are my ambassadors. See, take the reality. We are God's ambassadors. We are, listen closely, we are, as new creations, are accredited representatives of our home country. We're new creations. We're representatives of our home country, heaven. Our home country, heaven, is new creations. And God sent us to a foreign country, earth. That's it. He made us a new creation. And there's other verses. This is not our home. There's a great praise song. This is not our home. That's right. It's not our home. Where's our home? Our home is in heaven. In fact, the Bible will tell us, very, when we accept Christ, it'll say things. You're seated next to Christ. I kind of feel here. He's, no. In reality, you're seated next to Christ. Your home country is heaven. You know, don't fall in love with, instead, the Bible says, don't fall in love with this world because it's not your home. Your home is in heaven. That's what you're to fall in love with. He's enjoyed the things of this world, but your home is in heaven. And that's what you will return to because it is your home. But while you're here, you're an ambassador. You're an ambassador to some place that is foreign and is not your home and that is not heaven. And is not eternal, and you are here to represent God. Not, you are here to carry God's message to earth. That's what it says here. We're simplifying things. Again, we'll come the rest of the year. We'll talk about the details of discipleship and everything else. Okay, but right here, what's it saying? Your home is in heaven. Hallelujah. And as ambassador, I'm going to send you to a foreign country, the earth, to a foreign state, Virginia, and to a really lost county, Loudoun County. And we say, God, I wish you would help and do something here. He says, I sent you. Well, you think you belong there? No, I sent you. See? Well, I want to go someplace where everybody loves Jesus. Well, okay, that's good, but I need you to go someplace where everybody doesn't love Jesus because you're an ambassador of me to let them know Jesus. This is what he's saying. Oh, Lord, what do you want to do? Feed the poor. Not first, maybe second. Not first. The first thing you do, you're an ambassador from heaven to earth. That's what you do. Now, I'm going to kind of trick you. I don't mean to trick you, but it's going to be too simple. You think I'm tricking you. So you're an ambassador from heaven to Loudoun County, the most godless county he could find in the United States. So he put you in Loudoun County as an ambassador to represent him. What's your message? I'm just going back to these verses. Look at this. What's your message? He told us like three times. Proves you don't listen. Who said it? Be reconciled. That's the message. Well, let's talk about no. Let's talk about no. Let's talk about no. The message is be reconciled with God through Christ. That's it. Well, man, I came to know Jesus. I need to go to seminary so I know how to preach. No, I'm just telling you, seminary screw you up big time. I'm just telling you, personal opinion. What do I do? What do I do with being a new creation? You preach to people, be reconciled. And what is that? Through Christ, there's peace and harmony with God. Okay? We got the youth, some young adults. Y'all say that. You could say it in junior high. See, you can say it in you can say it in grade school. There's the message. That is the whole thing. It is the whole thing. There's a verse I don't like to share very often. And it says this. It says, you don't need a teacher. You know all things. That's what it said. You do not need a teacher. You know all things. And I thank God that you gave me the one gift of a teacher that nobody needs. Well, why'd you do that? You know? And if it, well, you gave a gift, so there must be something to it. I don't know. But the Bible says you don't need a teacher. That says it. It says you know all things. Well, how could I know all things? Because all things that count, you share to somebody. Be reconciled. Come into harmony and peace with God. Message. Period. There's no other message. That is the message. Oh, he always adds this, though, all through. He says, be reconciled through Christ. Every time. He says, through Christ. Be reconciled. Oh, just work yourself nuts and doing stuff. Work and do this and you can earn. He says, no, not happening. You can only be reconciled through Christ. Be reconciled through Christ and come into peace and harmony with God because of what Christ did. That's the message. That's what this is saying here. Be ambassador. Read what it says. Read what it says here. Therefore, we, new creations, are ambassadors for Christ, making his appeal through us. Oh my God, what's he going to say? Making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled. Period. Period. Are there other things? Yeah, but you need to be reconciled. You need peace and harmony with God through Christ. What Christ did. Well, what did he do? Well, he gave us a few verses. He says, doesn't count your trespasses against you. Well, that's a good start to have peace and harmony. That's what he's telling us. Y'all with me? I mean, if you want to know what to do, that is the to-do. That is to do. Be reconciled to Christ and carry out that ministry of reconciliation. That's the to-do. Now, if you do want to all sorts of stuff, go ahead. Knock yourself out. But the to-do is this. The to-do. Now, he may tell you after you receive the reconciliation, communicate the reconciliation, he may tell you to do other things based on that. But this is always the first thing. First thing. I know places you go to work, says you can do anything you want to here. And this, I know this to be a fact. The only thing you can't mention here is Jesus. It's Jesus. Who would be that concerned about not mentioning Jesus, the source of all salvation? Satan. This guy's smart. He is really smart. You lose your job if you mention Jesus. All right, I'll sacrifice my whole heart and soul and not mention Jesus so I can earn a few more bucks. He wins. And we disagree with what God told us to do. The only thing, but God said, no, the only thing I told you is to share the good news, the peace and harmony through Christ. And that's the one thing you didn't do, is share through Christ. The one thing, don't mention Jesus. Have you ever wondered why all religions everywhere can talk about all this nonsense? All this nonsense, you know? And everybody, well, you know, we got to give a little, we got to take a little. You want to judge anybody, and you got all this junk coming, you know, and you can't say anything. And he said, well, I trust Jesus. No, that is hate speech, you know? That is, he can't say that, you know, that separates you from other people. You can't mention Jesus. And I'm not exaggerating. You can talk about any religion you want to. Oh, well, just go on with your nonsense at your other religion because we know it is nonsense. And everybody knows it's nonsense, including Satan. He don't care. In fact, he'll say, you know, don't upset so-and-so like that. But I won't talk about Jesus. No, because if you talk about Jesus, you'll upset so-and-so. So sacrifice your very soul not to upset so-and-so. And your one purpose in life on this earth is to be an ambassador of Christ. And that's the one thing you're not doing. And that's the one thing the world doesn't want you to do. Why? Because Satan is control of the world. John 5:19. You know? I mean, I'm not telling you something to, like, well, I wish you hadn't told me this. This is depressing. I'm just saying, no, this is what's happening, and you can know what is happening. What is happening? Does that make sense? It's right here. Ambassadors. Ambassadors. Now, so what we have here, as an ambassador, we are acting on Christ's behalf. On Christ's behalf. Oh, I'll mention God, 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 but not Jesus. And the only way to God is through Jesus. All right? Knock yourself out. Because the only way through God is Jesus. I mean, says it right here. As an ambassador, we are acting on Christ's behalf, bringing a message of peace and harmony to the world. That's what it is. Oh, the Lord needs peace. But don't mention Jesus. Therefore, the world will never have peace. I mean, it's so simple, it drives you crazy. And then so... Now, this, I don't, you know, if I had a conversation with God, and I've mentioned this before, the next thing that I'm thinking, Lord, you need a plan B. You know, you need a plan B to get this. I mean, you don't know how crazy this world is, God. I mean, you really don't know the difficulties in sharing your gospel. Well, maybe he does. But, you know, you want to hear his plan A? Here's plan A for God. Plan A for God. If anything would make you doubt Christianity, it's this. His plan A from God is that God is making his appeal through us. That's what it says. God's making his appeal. Look at the verse. Look at it, Wallace, that's crazy. I know it is. But he said it. God making his appeal through us. We're the ones who are to say Jesus. And we're the ones everyone tells us don't say Jesus. There it is. There it is. And it explains what's happening. People don't know what's happening. It explains what. Why are they persecuting all these Christians, all these other religions? They're not doing anything. Because he said, Jesus. That's why. And you can only get to God through Jesus. And the whole world's under the evil one. 1 John 5:19, that's what he said. And the evil one does not want you to say, Jesus. Right here it is. Now, the last sentence, and I drive this in. The last sentence says, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Okay, the word use is not in the word you, while you, is not in the original. And without the you, the message, in my opinion, has more power. It says, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And what it's saying, it's more saying, God's making his appeal through us. We implore on behalf of Christ, be reconciled. We know you. We implore. We stand. We cry out, be reconciled. Be reconciled to God. Anyway, by the way, that's the message. That's the message. That's taken. That's the message. And you know who speaks that message? Verse 17, new creations, that he made. All in context here. Now, through Jesus, God brings us the message of reconciliation. God brings us the message of reconciliation. Then, as his ambassadors, God continues to make his appeal through us. Well, as I've made known to you the message of reconciliation, now I want you to make known the message of reconciliation. That's it. One message. One thing to do. Right there. Our ministry, we appeal on behalf of Christ, be reconciled. All right? Now, reconciliation, becoming one with God in peace and harmony. That's our message. That's what's driving Satan nuts. That's what drives the world nuts. It's this. Becoming one with God in peace and harmony. The message of reconciliation is the centerpiece of all creation. I just couldn't help but say that. I know there's probably something else. But the message of reconciliation is the centerpiece of all creation. Therefore, now you don't know how much I'm loving this coming. This therefore. I mean, I am absolutely loving what's coming up. So, everybody's with me. You got this. New creations, verse 17, we get all the way down here. We're ambassadors, you know. It's like the message of reconciliation. Therefore, reconciliation. Therefore, now God is doing this. He's writing this down. Verse 17, he's writing it down. Now God does something that just totally logical. What God, it's all in context. Remember that it's all in context. It's totally logical what God did. On the next verse, and don't put it up there yet. On the next verse, God fully explains reconciliation. I'm telling you, you hear me? I've said this earlier. The next verse, God fully explains reconciliation. Are you ready? Drum roll. Excited. Are you paying attention? God's going to tell us reconciliation. And this happens to be, I promise, my absolute most favorite verse in the whole Bible. My most favorite verse in the whole Bible. From verse 17, we're coming down here. New creation and ambassador. Message of reconciliation. He goes, now, the Wallace's most favorite verse is verse 21. Everybody got context, total context. The reasons it's there, because of verse 17, and we are new creations. And it says, 2 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake, God made Jesus to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God. And all God's people said, and Satan says, the one word you can't say is Jesus. The world says the one word you can't say is Jesus. Listen, understand where we're operating. Understand why you're in Loudoun County. I've had some people say, you know, this is a terrible place to be. You could start a church someplace else. More people would come. You know, God goes, what are you doing? The reason you're there is because it's dark. So I'm going to put you where it's dark. That's what you're supposed to do. Oh, we can't move. We talked about it. But God goes, no, this is why I put you here. And there's nice people in the church. But you see what he's saying here? This is the reason. This is reconciliation. Be reconciled. And he explains it in detail. Now look at what it says. Look at what reconciliation. He doesn't count our trespasses against us. Okay, he said that before. So in a new creation, but what is it? And you look at this. The reconciliation, the whole reason of a new creation is to have the ministry of reconciliation. And by the way, the ministry of reconciliation is this verse. Me and Jesus agree. I just want to let you know. This is, I'm getting this one from, anyway. Verse 521. He's coming here. I'm going to explain to you reconciliation. This is it. Everything that Jesus did. For our sake, God made Jesus to be sin who knew no sin. Wait. Jesus was sinless. All God's people said? Jesus said, no sin. No sin. We have sin. We should die for our sin. And Jesus had no sin. But Jesus went to the cross. And it says he became sin. Whose sin did he become? Ours. Mine. He became my sin. And Satan goes, don't mention his name. See? He became my sin. And Satan goes, don't mention his name. The world says, don't mention his name. Your job says, don't mention his name. I said, but he became sin. And we are an ambassador to Christ to proclaim reconciliation. Don't mention his name. Don't mention his name. Do you see what's happening? It is so obvious what's going on in here. And it's so obvious why you are in Loudoun County. And I know Loudoun County is dark. Because my sister, who lives in Hereford, Texas, called me up. Now, she's not right on top of a lot of things, news or anything. Yeah, she called me up, and she goes, Wallace. I said, yeah. She goes, what's going on in Loudoun County? Hereford, Texas. You know even where Hereford, Texas is? It's right outside Amarillo. She said, what is going on in Loudoun County? Some transsexual raped some girl, and the guy came in to protest, and they put him in jail. What is going on in Loudoun County? I said, well, Satan's kind of got his act together. She said, act together? Why didn't everybody just... That's the craziest thing I ever heard. My sister in Hereford, Texas told me that. He was there. And Linda and I got together and talked. And says, that's right, we're moving. No, you don't do that. We're here because it's dark. We're ambassadors to where it's dark. See, that's how God did. Like, and I'm just talking about Linda and I, y'all too. But like Linda and I are God's plan A. And the two people that can't figure that out is Linda and I. It's, God, you got to have a better plan B. You got her. I mean, who could stand up to this nonsense? You know, I'm working out just fine. Okay. But the message of reconciliation. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin. Whoever you are, put your name. Put your name. Jesus, who knew no sin, became your sin. He didn't just die for it. He became it. He sucked it up like a big sponge. That's the reason he died. And it was so bad that it separated him from God for a minute. And he cried out, oh my God, why have you forsaken me? Because he sucked up our sin. Sucked up our sin. And it goes on. He became sin. So that in Jesus, we might become, listen to this, as right as God. What's God's righteousness? Being right. So we would become as right as God. Wait a minute. Jesus became sin, sucked up the sin. He became my sin, and I became as right as God. Some of you say, Wallace, I know you. And you do some good things, but you ain't that good. You ain't that right. But what do you have in me? Against me. Well, I have this against you. God sucked it up. Jesus sucked it up. Well, and I know you said this. Jesus sucked it up. And I know you said this. Jesus sucked it up. And you did this. And Jesus sucked it up. Therefore, he sucked up everything. What does that leave me? As right as God. And I'll be as right as God with him, reconciled to him. Total peace and harmony. Total peace and harmony. Because he sucked it up. He sucked it up. He sucked it up. I'm in total peace and harmony. See, he sucked it up. I'm as right as God. And Jesus died so that we could live at peace and harmony. That's why he died. Peace and harmony. Brought us to God. We can peace and harmony because he sucked it up. All God's people said, amen. Verse 20, don't I have a good verse? Isn't that a good? I mean, I love this verse. I met a guy and this was years ago. And it was years ago, and I hadn't seen him in a long time. He probably forgot what my name was. We were at a restaurant. We were at IHOP. He said, oh, there you go. And he pointed at me. He goes, 2 Corinthians 5:21. I said, praise Jesus. Amen. I've been called worse, but that is good. So, it's here. It's right here. Jesus, See, Jesus did this to make us, so we'd have peace and harmony in God. How can we have peace and harmony with God? There's nothing against us. Jesus sucked it up. I shared 1 John 1:9 as we're going through about being a new creation. And new creation, it says, you know, I've confessed to God your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive you his sins, you know. And that's immediate. Dear Jesus, Wallace, you did this. God, why did I confess? I agree with you. Sucked it up. Dear God, this is, I don't know what this, I'm just questioning you. He just sucks it up. See, what is consistent is I confess it, it's sucked up, sucked up. What is consistent is my peace and harmony with God at all times. Peace and harmony. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin that we might become as right as God. Nothing stands between us and God. We are at peace and harmony with God for all eternity. All God's people said. Loudoun County says, don't say Jesus. Your job said, don't say Jesus. You know, people are going to say, don't say Jesus. Because through Jesus, it's peace and harmony. Not this. Through Jesus, it's peace. And don't talk about God for 10 minutes and never mention Jesus. Because there's no peace and harmony with God unless you mention Jesus. He's the one that sucked up the sin. Sucked up the sin. And all these things, peace and harmony through Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, we thank you that you have reconciled us to you. You brought us to you in peace and harmony. We thank you for that. And Lord, please help us understand. Please help us to understand that you have given us the ministry of peace and harmony. You have given us the message, the ministry of peace and harmony through Jesus. We thank you, dear God. And Lord, we stand humbly before you and just in awe that we are forgiven, in awe that we'll have peace and harmony with you, in awe of how much you loved us, and that he who knew no sin became sin, that we look up to you and say, God, we love you. And the Bible says we love because he first loved us. Oh, dear God. We love you, and we want to do what you say. We want to obey. We're just overwhelmed with your love. And that love controls us and guides us because we love you. So, dear God, work within us. Teach us. Lead us, God, because we love you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.